Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for May 14th, 2023 is based on John chapter 14, verses 15 to 21. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is, Where Do You See God at Work in the World? Introduction to our second reading. In final words to his disciples on the night of his arrest, Jesus encourages obedience to his commandments and speaks of the Spirit who will be with them forever. A reading from John chapter 14. Jesus said to the disciples, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father. And I will love them and reveal myself to them. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As the full-time pastor called by all of you to serve this congregation and this community, I have many responsibilities and duties. But to me, the greatest among them is to help guide each and every one of us in the growth of our faith and the living out of that faith in accordance with the teachings of God. Sometimes that happens through things like individual meetings or through Bible studies or maybe something you read that we share from Facebook. Maybe it happens because of a sermon or a fellowship opportunity or so much more. But often those learning moments end up being kind of an information dump from me to you, like students attending a lecture. An effective school teacher does not only provide lectures to their students. Quite often, teachers will provide something like lab work. It's a practical application of what the students have learned. Or they might give a test where students are asked to put the information and their understanding of it into their own words. Many educators will tell you that their real goal is not simply to get students to memorize things and spit it back out verbatim. Rather, it is to get them to think critically, to be able to put their learning into action, and to be able to vocalize their understanding of a concept in their own words. Our faith works in exactly the same way. Our understanding of our relationship with God is not measured as much in how many Bible verses you have memorized as it is in how we treat others and how we talk about God to others. It's in how we keep the commandments that Christ gave us to love God and love one another. In fact, Jesus starts off this section of our reading today with those very words, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And keeping Jesus' commandments is more than just memorizing them or having a deep understanding of them and what Luther may have written about them 500 years ago. We must also live out those commandments in love. We must embody Jesus's commandments to love God and love our neighbor. Otherwise, the words that we say about God become hollow. It reminds me of the first verse of what is commonly known as the love passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of humans and angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. How often are we intentional about talking about our faith or putting our faith into action? How often do we move from taking information in to expressing what we believe in our own words or embodying what we believe through our actions? We probably do it more often than we realize, but how often are we intentional about it? I mention all this because it leads up to what we are about to do in a minute or so. Every once in a while in my sermons, I will ask non-rhetorical questions in hopes of getting you all to shout out some answers to me. And that's very intentional on my part, because part of what I hope for us is that we move from just being passive learners to active participants in this life of faith. We did a similar experiment during our Wednesday night dinner churches in Advent and Lent, where the major faith component of our services were dependent on your willingness to open up and share about your life and God at work in your life. So for the next couple of minutes, I'm going to ask you to turn to a person or persons nearby, and we're going to have a very brief discussion about faith, particularly in how it relates to today's reading from John. In the closing of my sermon last week, I kind of primed you for this today. I encourage you to be on the lookout for where God is at work in the world. So, in the last couple of weeks, where have you seen God at work in the world, and how did you know that it was God? You're going to take a couple of minutes to discuss. Keep your responses brief so that everyone has a chance to share if they want to share. Resist the urge to wander off into talks about Mother's Day plans. People worshiping online, feel free to type your experiences in the comments if you wish. But this will be an opportunity for just a couple of minutes for you to talk to one another about the question, where have you seen God at work in the world, and how did you know that it was God? Well, where have you seen God at work in the world, and how did you know that it was God? I look forward to hearing your answers either later today after worship as we hang around, or maybe you post something online or send me a text or an email. I love hearing how God is at work in and through and around all of us. For me, there were several opportunities this week where I felt the Holy Spirit pulling at my heart. And a couple of those were specifically in times where I was working away on a specific project, like an endowment brochure or something like that, and I get this sudden urge to reach out and contact a specific person. So I lay down what I'm doing and I give them a call, and inevitably, in two of those calls, the person said, "I was just picking up my phone to give you a call for their time of need." Those moments where I quieted the world around me to listen to that Holy Spirit nudge deep inside of me, and I know that it was God. How did you know that it was God in that moment? Maybe it was a coincidence. Maybe we're reading too much into it. Maybe we are manifesting things that we want to be there when they really aren't there. I've heard all those arguments from people before, but they just don't hold up for me. There are moments each and every week in my life where I do feel that Holy Spirit nudge to be aware of the presence of God around me. I'm being nudged to live out the loving commandments that Jesus calls us to. I can't give you a concrete reason that I know it's God in that moment. I can't say that in the periphery of my vision, I see a blinking neon sign that says, "This is God, this is God, this is God." But deep in my core, I know that God is present. Jesus tells us in this passage that even as he will no longer be here in his earthly body, God will send us another guide for our lives, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. God promises that he will always be there with us in new and varying ways. And Jesus goes on to say that not everyone will be aware of the Spirit because they don't know or see God. Quite often, we are made more aware of the Holy Spirit, of God at work in our world, the more that we open our eyes and our hearts and are willing to be open to what that little nudge of the Holy Spirit is pulling us toward. God is always with us in the Holy Spirit. And sometimes, when we tune in to the Spirit, we feel the presence of God in real ways in our lives. It's not that we'll always feel like God is with us in every single moment, but the Holy Spirit does accompany us in each and every moment of our lives. The presence of God surrounds us, weaves in and out of us, and is continually drawing us into moments of love and service. Know that God is always with you and will never leave you. And I encourage you this week, stretch those spiritual muscles a little bit and be on the lookout for how you see God at work in the world. When it happens, maybe write it down. Share it with someone else. Be open to the Holy Spirit showing you how God is being revealed to each and every one of you through creation, and how God is being revealed through each and every one of you to others that we meet. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.